This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia's trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia is annexing. Ukraine's advances have become so apparent that even Russia's defense ministry spokesman, who usually focuses on his own military successes and the enemy's losses, admitted the gains. He cited Ukraine's numerically superior tank units. Also Monday, Russia released from detention the head of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. 125 people died in a crush set off by police tear gas at an Indonesian soccer match on Saturday. Now families and friends of some grieve as the bodies of victims return home. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Distraught family members are struggling to comprehend the sudden loss of loved ones at a soccer match in East Java's Malang City that was watched only by hometown Arema FC fans because the organizer had banned visiting Persebaya Surabaya's supporters due to Indonesia's history of violent soccer rivalries. Police say 18 officers responsible for the firing of tear gas as well as security managers are being investigated. The crush was among the world's deadliest disasters ever at a sporting event. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Jair Bolsonaro considerably outperformed the polls in Brazil's presidential election, proving the far-right wave he rode to the presidency remains a force. Multiple polls had indicated leftist former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva was far out front, with some suggesting he could even clinch a first-round victory on Sunday in showing margins that neared or exceeded double digits. In the end, Bolsonaro came within just 5 percentage points, less than half the margin several surveys showed before the election. He will face Da Silva in a high-stakes October 30th presidential runoff. The British government has dropped plans to cut income tax for top earners. The move was part of a package of unfunded cuts that sparked turmoil on financial markets and sent the pound to record lows. Treasury Chief Kwasi Kwarteng said Monday he would abandon plans to scrap the top 45% rate of income tax paid on earnings above £150,000 a year. The announcement comes as more lawmakers from the governing Conservative Party turn on government tax plans. The announcement of the £45 billion in tax cuts sent the pound tumbling to record low against the dollar. The Bank of England had to step in to stabilize the bond markets. Andrew Lloyd Webber's newest musical, now called Bad Cinderella, heads from London to Broadway. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Previews of the musical at the Imperial Theater begin February 17th, starring Lynette Hanau as Bad Cinderella.
I am Bad Cinderella, flying high in the sky.
It features a brand new score from Andrew Lloyd Webber. He's had a show running on Broadway since 1979. His Phantom of the Opera closes right before Bad Cinderella previews. Lloyd Webber hopes his fairy tale has a better ending on Broadway than it did in London, where Cinderella closed less than a year after opening and suffered heavy losses, particularly when COVID scrambled its run. Julie Walker, New York.
Recapping our top story, Ukrainian forces have scored more gains in their counteroffensive across a broad front. The troops advanced Monday in the very areas Russia is trying to absorb. Their breakthroughs challenged Russia's effort to engage fresh troops and its threats to defend incorporated areas, including with nuclear weapons. Ukrainian forces penetrated Moscow's defenses in the strategic southern Kherson region, one of the four areas Russia's annexing. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.